Thank you for calling customer support. This is Demetrius speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, what was the, who was the lady I was talking to before?
I wouldn't know here. You got transferred over. How can I help you, ma'am?
Well, I don't know. She didn't tell me I was being transferred, so I don't really know what's going on in the call now. I'm calling to report a charge that I got that I did not order. She wanted to report it to fraud, and I said I didn't think it was fraud because it's a brand new card. I haven't even showed it to anybody. I just know I didn't purchase this item since I got my new card, and I also have not received it. So I'm just trying to get my money reimbursed and make sure there's no, like, reoccurring charges, make sure it's canceled, whatever I have to do to make sure it's right before I call the credit card and have them take care of it. I was just trying to do it myself.
All right.
And what is your name?
My name is Demetrius. I'm the fraud supervisor.
Okay, well, I'm just trying to take notes, that's all.
No problem. And verify your shipping address for me.
Okay, just a minute. I'm writing your name or trying to. 123 Northeast 18th Avenue, Camas, Washington, 98607.
Thank you. I do see here this for our Vibe Watch. Vibe Pods. All right. Do you remember ordering any watch or headphones? Anything like that? For $597.
No.
Okay.
I told her, this is brand new, and this is over a month ago when this is on my bill or charged, and I haven't received anything either. I've not received anything, or I would know if I had purchased something.
Okay.
But I know this has happened to me on, you know, like, looking at other stuff on here before, too. Like, there's a thing that says save $610 on your driving license money. You get a rebate from that if you had really good driving record. And I tried to click onto that, and then they were charging me a whole bunch of money every month for insurance when I already had insurance.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, sometimes things really get messed up when you do that, and all I was doing was checking something out, but there was nothing else besides that, and also nothing received, so.
Yeah, I know this one.
Shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah, I know this one you were supposed to receive the watch and the headphones, but you said that you didn't receive anything.
No. And could you please spell your name, because I know I butchered it.
It's Demetrius, Demetrius.
Wow, I spelled it right. I'm totally shocked. It's like my name. It's spelled wrong a lot, too. Anyway, can I handle this, or do I have to get the bank or credit card or whatever to do it?
Okay. So you're saying you didn't order this and you didn't receive anything, right?
No.
Okay. Well, what we do here in the fraud department, if you're claiming this as a fraudulent charge, we do have to put it through a fraud investigation, whereas that we contact the local authorities, we provide them with the IP address that's on the account, just so they can verify where the actual product was ordered from. During that fraud investigation, they do prosecute a fraud across fraud charges. But if you don't want to go through that fraud investigation, man, we just process you a customer courtesy refund of the charge. But the choice is yours, no matter whichever one you want it to do. The customer courtesy refund,
which is
enough.
Well, I think for right now, since I just got the card and this is the first charges, and I haven't even showed it to anybody, I think something just messed up and it was an accident. I really don't think it's a fraud or anything, because, like I said, no one's even seen my card.
I get you. I totally understand that.
I mean, I don't want someone getting in trouble when I don't think it is. That's I don't think that's it. I think it's just, like I said before, I've even got something before where they've tried to get me to pay for something because they try to get you to let it go through, and there's this little box that you mark with a check in it or something if you want it. Mm-hmm. But the check's already in it. So, I mean, so if you don't try to remove the check, then they charge you that way, too. And, I mean, it's just, I think it's just something that accidentally happened, and it's nobody's fault. It's just how things are done sometimes.
Yeah, but it's just such a weird thing. There's, like, that's what, our site, too, you have to check a box agreeing to be 18 years or older, and agreeing to after the 14-day trial, you do agree to be charged, things of that nature. But, I mean, fraud, things like that happen all the time. It's just that we don't want it to happen again. Somebody did do, like, anything fraudulent or anything like that.
But if anything does happen again, then I will know for sure. But I really don't think that's what it is this time. I think it was just something pushed wrong, or I tried to cancel the order or something like that so that it wouldn't go through. I really don't know, but I don't think anybody else has had access to anything of mine because I'm here by myself.
Mm-hmm. I mean, have you ever went to one of our, tried to order anything with us before?
Not that I know of.
Because if you didn't do it, I mean, that's definitely
well, I mean,
fraud.
Did it come up like some kind of free offer, or you've won this, or, I mean, was it something like that? I mean, I don't know. Because that's the only time it could have happened, if they had said, oh, well, you've won this, so click here and, you know, verify your information or something like that. Mm-hmm. But it didn't say anything about, you know, like no other charges or anything, because I wouldn't have went that far.
Mm-hmm.
So I really think it's just a thing that I need a one-time refund, that it was a mistake. I really honestly do.
Yeah, I totally get where you're coming from on that. It's just that the only thing really we can do is we can either go through a fraud investigation or we just do like a courtesy refund on that charge.
Yes, would you please do the courtesy refund? And if I have any other problems, believe me, I will call about fraud.
Right.
I really do appreciate that, though, Demetrius. I'm really glad that you're concerned for me and everything, because a lot of times you try to get help and people don't pay attention, you know what I mean? So I really do appreciate you trying to help me with this. But like I said, this is the only charges, like, on the card, and and it's new, and I'm here by myself, so nobody else has had access to it. And I also carry it in a little wallet that's the RFID approved, where they can't steal numbers, so I just don't see how it could have happened.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's weird, because, like, I wouldn't understand it either unless I signed up. But it's like, with us, with the courtesy refund, though, ma'am, that would be only, like, 35% of the charge. That's for the 35%. That's why we had, like, the fraud.
Oh, no, I need all my money back.
Right. That's why we have, like,
I'm living off disability and having a hard time right now.
Right. That's why we have, like, the fraud investigation and things of that nature.
Yes, I know, but I also know you can dispute something without it being a fraud.
Yeah, but that would be to the fact with the disputing it, they'll go through a dispute process for like a month. They have to verify the information with us, and we'll just have to provide them the information that's on the site. And it on our end here, it would look like if we did provide them the information, like your card come, it would look like you did order it. But, I mean, we don't want to do that because dispute. That's why, like, if you're saying you didn't order it or you have no idea what it is, I mean, that's why we have to fraud. I mean, that'd be the best thing I can really do for you is the fraud investigation. Or the best thing to do would be the fraud investigation for that. Especially if you didn't order this and you don't know what it is exactly.
Well, I don't recall it at all. But like I I've already said, I don't know how it could have been anybody doing anything unless it was whoever it was sent to, whoever got the information off the phone through the Jackala or Jack, whatever that says, Jackal, I don't know what it says. But anyway, by your phone number. And I just want my refund back. That's what I deserve.
Yes, well, like I said, I understand where you're coming from on a personal point of view. It's just that, like the only thing I can really do on my end here, I can either put it through the fraud investigation, or I can just provide you with that courtesy refund.
The courtesy refund would be giving all my money back when I don't even know what the hell this is.
The courtesy refund is, for instance, like, you maybe signed up for a trial and just forgot to cancel. That would be, like, the courtesy refund for that.
What trial of what?
The trial for the watch or the watch for the in the headphones.
What kind of even trial was it?
It was a trial for 14 days. After that 14-day trial, if it wasn't canceled, you get charged.
Well, I don't know anything about that, but I do know that I've already been charged it for over a month that I'm being charged interest on, and I don't deserve that either. This is a brand new card I just got. And it should be refunded
completely. You don't
want
to get anybody in trouble?
What?
I mean, you said you didn't want to get anybody in trouble or things of that nature, but if somebody's using your card or your information, that's affecting your livelihood.
I understand that. I think it's just the way the internet words stuff and does stuff on there, because like I said, they already charged me for something I never ordered at all, just because of a box that was checked that I didn't know you could remove the check. And even when I removed it, they still ordered it and charged me. So, I mean, I know stuff happens on here through these companies.
Mm-hmm.
So are you going to help me or not? Because otherwise I've got to call my bank, my credit card.
So that's the fraud investigation is here to help you. That's why I brought it up, ma'am.
I know, but why can't I just dispute it? I don't know if it's a fraud thing. I think it was an accident.
So you think you may have ordered this on accident?
No. I think that I was checking out a thing, and it just went through, even if I didn't put it all the way through. I mean, you know, you can't even see how much something costs if you don't push the button and try to go a little further. So lots of times I back out of things, but they still shouldn't put them through if I didn't complete my order.
Our site wouldn't be able to do that. That's the thing. And then you didn't receive anything, ma'am, either.
Yes, I know. That's why I'm calling.
Listen, like I said, like the best thing I can do for you is we either go through that fraud investigation or just get that customer courtesy refund. I mean, I just hate for you to dispute the charge, but then your card company calls us and we have to provide them with the information, and they find out that it wasn't a fraudulent charge or it wasn't like a charge that needed to be disputed, and it'll just come back to us as a chargeback. So you'll lose more money that you're actually trying to get back. And I don't want that for you. That's why we have the fraud investigation for you, so you won't have to worry about the what-ifs and things of that nature. And then we can figure it out if it's a fraudulent charge or not for you. And then with that, we cancel it out also, the cancellation, so that that'll stop you from getting any further charges or anything like that also.
I know, but you know, when someone calls you up like this, and they're like 70 years old and they don't even know what's going on with it, why do you have the right to tell them out of their $70 that you took, you can only give them back a third of it?
Yes, and the reason why is that is because, like I said, like, if you're saying you didn't order this or you didn't receive any product or anything like that, it's fraud. So
I'm not having a problem following that part. I'm having a problem of how you're screwing everybody out of the rest of the damn money.
No, we're not screwing anybody. It's not like you
can't
get your
money. If you're giving somebody a courtesy refund, that's all their money, not just a third of it.
No, a courtesy refund is just a courtesy if you, like, signed up and you forgot to cancel. That's what the courtesy refund is for.
Well, that's not anything I've ever had before. Nothing
right.
Like that. I've never not got my money back when they found an accident like this that happened. This is a different card. I don't know about you. This is brand new. So I don't know. But I would definitely report fraud if I think that it's fraud. I've got another call to make, and then I will know a little more about what I'm doing.
So you want to go ahead and go through the fraud investigation with this, ma'am?
I just told you I didn't know that yet. I have another call to make and see what they tell me from their end.
For what?
The credit card. I'm calling them. I haven't called them yet. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they'll advise me the right thing to do.
I understand that, ma'am. I mean, we're just here to save you all that trouble. So that, like I said, you either the fraud investigation, if you did do a fraud investigation with your car company, that would take about a month. Ours only takes like 3 to 5 days.
The point is, you're not really trying to help me, and I've already been being charged interest for over a month.
Yes, ma'am, I'm trying to help you. If I wasn't trying to help you, I wouldn't be trying to issue any type of refund or even brought up a fraud investigation.
Okay, but look, the lady that I talked to before you, I asked for not the fraud department, and she still gave me the fraud department when I said that's not what I wanted.
Well, ma'am, it's the thing here. You're saying you didn't order this, ma'am.
I understand what I said. I also know, like I told you, how the internet has done a couple things to me like that before when I didn't order something. Doesn't mean somebody else got my card. It means the internet did it.
Well, if the internet did it, ma'am, that means you didn't do it also. So
I know. That's your company, though.
Okay, but the thing is, ma'am, the internet just can't, I mean, we just can't charge anybody if they didn't put any information in and press okay to process the order.
No, that is not true. It's happened to me before.
Well, we can't do that, ma'am. That's literally impossible for us to do that. Because if you don't put in any card information, we can't.
Whatever. All I want is a one-time refund of all my money back, and I will never call it again. I don't know what it is. I don't think I did any of it. But I don't think somebody else had my card. They couldn't have. That means it had to have came off the internet. Right, Demetrius?
No, ma'am.
Why?
Because I know from our standpoint of view, our site does not do that, man. It's literally impossible for us to do that. And if you're saying you didn't order this, ma'am, and you didn't receive it, we can just go through a fraud investigation and save both of us time. I'm not here to keep any of your money. I'm not here to keep any of your money. I mean, that's why I'm here. I mean,
I know,
the reason
but you're
why
saying
I offer a 35%
there was a $5.95 charge and a $5.95 charge or something like that.
Right, that was for shipping and handling.
And that could have been possible. But I didn't receive anything, so how would I have known to return anything? If I get something, I call right away to see if it's on some kind of 2-week thing or 30-day thing or what kind of trial it's on. So I didn't receive anything, so I don't see how this could have worked.
There's people out there who can get your card information, ma'am.
How did they get your card information if you haven't even left your house since you got it and no one's been here?
Have you ordered anything online?
No. I mean, I'm sure the information's on my phone, but if I didn't do anything, I don't know how they can just take my information. But I have had it happen before. You can ask my bank. So now, what do I do? I want to call my credit card. Is that what I should do or what?
I'm sorry, say that one more time for me.
I said, so now what do I do? Because I need to report it to my credit card, I guess, if you're not going to help me, and I don't know what to do.
I mean, I'm trying to help you, ma'am. I mean, that's why we have the fraud investigation. If you did
okay.
not order this, ma'am, if you didn't order this, we have the fraud investigation. That's all there is to it. It's fraud.
Okay, but if I had ordered it, wouldn't I have got something by now?
Yes, ma'am. If you would have ordered it, you would have got it.
Well, then why don't I have it, and why is this happening to me?
Because you didn't order it, correct?
Right, but
it,
why are you charging me for it then?
Because it's a 14-day trial. I would have charged you regardless whether you received it or not, ma'am, because it would have been the end of the 14 days.
No, I would have called and returned it within the 14 days. That doesn't make any sense to me. I would have never done that. Anyway,
well,
so
ma'am,
now
if you
would
have never done it, I mean, that's why you have the fraud investigation.
I would have never not called when the product came to see what kind of trial it was on so that I got something later on my bill for it. I do it anytime I buy something. I call as soon as it comes the same day to find out what kind of trial basis it's on or if it isn't. If I'd have received any product, then I could have called and returned it in your 14 days, unless it took longer than that to get here, which has happened to me before, too.
Yes, online here, if it was saying it was delivered on the 5th of March. That's when it was delivered. But
to my house.
You're saying... Right, but you're saying you didn't order this, so ma'am, maybe somebody fraudulently used your card, ma'am.
Well, like I said, I don't know how that could have happened. No one's even seen my card.
You may have known not how it could have happened, ma'am, but the person who did it, there's plenty of ways of it can happen, ma'am. There are computer hackers, phone hackers, things of that nature. It's people that can hack things, ma'am.
How do they hack it if they don't have anything to work with?
You'd be surprised, ma'am. You would be surprised.
Okay, well, I'll just call the cops. I'm not messing with this. I'm getting my money back. I'm not guilty of any of this.
Right, so that's why we have the fraud investigation, ma'am.
Okay, I'll just do it some other way because I don't want the fraud investigation unless I make another call and find out that's what I really need to do.
Okay, what's keeping you from going through the fraud investigation, ma'am, if you didn't order this?
Just getting my card and everything again when I just got it.
You're not going to get another card, ma'am. That's what your bank does. With our fraud investigation,
ma'am. That's what I'm talking about.
No, I'm talking about our fraud investigation.
Get another card.
I'm not talking about your bank, ma'am. We don't have to do a fraud investigation with your bank. That's why I said we can do the fraud investigation here, so you won't have to go through all the information. That's why I've been telling you, ma'am. To save you all that trouble that month,
well,
getting a new card.
What do you do then?
As I stated before, ma'am, what we do here in the fraud department, we put it under fraud investigation, where still we contact the local authorities. We provide them with the IP address that's on the account, ma'am, so they can verify what the actual product was ordered from. You're in a fraud investigation, they prosecute for fraud or fraud charges. That doesn't even take as long as your card company would do a fraud investigation, and you wouldn't have to get a new card.
Okay, well, I guess I wasn't under that impression. That's the only time I've ever done one, is I got a new card and everything and had to start over, and I just got it, so I didn't see why I should have to try to change anything and start over. But I don't know what your process is, but you said that it's fast. So I really don't know. I guess you need to do it. I don't know. I'm just, look, a woman on disability right now that is elderly, and I'm trying to get my money back from something I never received or ordered that I know of.
That's why we're in the fraud department, ma'am, and that's why I've been providing you with the fraud investigation this whole time.
Okay. Well, it doesn't seem like it's getting anywhere because you won't change your mind on what I want to do, so the only thing I can do is do what you want or I'm screwed.
It's not even that. I mean, you can either get that customer courtesy refund for 35% if you don't want to go through the fraud investigation.
Well, I don't care if you go through the fraud investigation. I just thought that my own bank should handle it.
They don't have to, ma'am. That's why we have it here, save you all that trouble. Save you time, effort, and having to get a new card. We have no reason to keep your money, ma'am.
And you said it was delivered on the 5th?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, just a second. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at my calendar, see if I was even here. No, I wasn't even home at all on the 5th. I was gone the 5th, the 6th, and the 7th. So, I guess maybe it could have been stolen, so maybe you better do what you gotta do.
No problem, ma'am. Provide me a few seconds,
really don't,
please.
Now that you said it was the 5th, I really am more confused than I was.
No problem. Provide me a few seconds, please, ma'am.
Yes. My father retired from the Postal Service. Am I still on hold?
Yes, ma'am. How can I help you?
Oh, I just wondered if I was still on hold.
Yes, ma'am. Just bear with me a few moments, please.
Right. I just making sure you're there.
Thank you for patiently waiting for me, ma'am. While the fraud investigation is going on, we're going to issue the full refunds for you tonight. I'm going to go back to your account within 3 to 5 business days, and you're going to get a confirmation email to your email address letting you know the account's been canceled and refunded. If we do need any more information from you during that fraud investigation, we will contact you. All right, is this a good callback number here?
Yes, it is.
All right.
I've had this phone number for 35 years. I've lived in the same house that long, too.
You're going to get a confirmation email on that also. Is this your email address here?
Mama Triana.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Should be getting that shortly. And is there anything else I can do for you today?
No, as long as this handles it. But will you guys be contacting me again, or what? How will it work?
Like I said, if we do need any more information from you, we'll contact you through that email, or more than likely, we contact you through phone number, that phone number. But if we don't need any information, we'll just email you.
Okay.
What was the question?
I was going to say, if you called me, what would it come up like on the caller ID? But you probably don't know that.
I wouldn't know. I know it would be an 800 number or something like that.
Yeah, this one was an 844.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, thank you then.
No problem, ma'am. Is there anything else I can do for you?
No, just have a great weekend.
You too, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.